At this time, the family has some reflections they would like to share. Following the family, then our usher, Roy, will come through with a microphone. If you would like to say something about Don, briefly, because I know we could all spend an hour talking about him, but we'll have more opportunity during the fellowship hall to remember him.
I just want to say thanks for being here to remember my dad. You know, him and my mom have been a long time members of the congregation here. I think maybe 1959 they started coming here. And we were raised here, the three of us, Barbara and Cynthia. Grew up in Richland, and I think we've kind of chronologized whatever my dad's life there and the program that we've put out, but you know, we have a lot of good memories of the church and all the fellowship that we've had here, and I know it meant a lot to my dad as far as the activities that he participated in and some of the volunteering that he did from the church basketball. And I remember the Tuesday gym nights where we'd get together and play volleyball and basketball, and some of the trips we took with other families to go water skiing, and the potlucks, and my mom's always the lasagna dinners around Valentine's Day and that kind of stuff. So a lot of fond memories here at the church. And I know we haven't been around that recently since we don't live that close anymore, but you know, my dad always made an effort to spend time with his grandkids, which we're very blessed for. He made an effort to get to their baptisms and to the birthdays and the graduations and even weddings here with Terrell and Blake and Colby. And and now with three great-grandkids that they have, and another one on the way here shortly with Ellie, so congratulations there. I don't have any specific stories to share or anything other than I know my dad really enjoyed the church. I think it kept you and mom going quite a bit, huh? To have something to look forward to doing and to volunteer your time and to be here and all the people that have been part of that over the years. So it's been a blessing. I know, you know, in being raised, Don could be pretty stern at times, and he was a good dad. I mean, I think we had our disagreements along the way, like any families, but you know, he always expected the best out of us, and he wanted us to try hard to do our best, and hopefully we've done that. So even though he's not here anymore, we'll try to, you know, make him proud and keep carrying on. So he'll be missed, and we'll think about him. So thank you.
If there is anybody that wants to make a statement or say something for the family, He was always just an example to people, to us younger people. He always was here at church. He was teaching Sunday school. Now I understand the sergeant thing because I had him kind of coaching me for basketball when I was little. Now I kind of understand those orders. So before I leave, Joyce is just a great example, and he even taught my children confirmation, so he passed on.
truly been, you started to say it, we talked the talk, and Don did walk the walk. That there was no doubt his commitment and his love of Christ. And yeah, it's a sorrowful day today that physically he's not here, but yeah, in spirit and heart he is. Rob started to talk about the men's group. We have a men's group here once a month. We get together and do a Bible study and have a meal. And Don was instrumental in getting that cranking and getting that going. He was a pillar of that group. And the Bible study that we're working on, it's called Man Up. And Don wasn't so much a good man. He wasn't so much a great man. He was. But he was a godly man. And one of our members of our group, Mark Rogers, made the statement in the book that we're studying, Man Up, if there were a picture of a gentleman walking with the Lord, for the Lord, Don Darsel would be that picture. That, yeah, our hearts are heavy laden today, and there will be rejoicing in the morning. That, yeah, I've always said when I grow up, I want to be just like Don Darsel. And when I pass away, I want to stand next to him because I know he's standing here with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Enough.
Was that my sermon? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He has washed away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Take this heart of mine, make it pure and holy thine. On the cross you died for me. I will try to live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and glory, we remember before you this day our brother Don. We thank you for giving him to us, his family and friends, to know and to love as a companion on our earthly pilgrimage. In your boundless compassion, console us who mourn. Give us faith to see in death the gate of eternal life, so that in quiet confidence we may continue our course on earth until, by your call, we are reunited with those who have gone before. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Most merciful God, whose wisdom is beyond our understanding, deal graciously with Don's loved ones in their grief. Surround them with your love, that they may not be overwhelmed by their loss, but have confidence in your goodness and strength to meet the days to come. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In holy baptism, Don was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all of his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Let us together recite Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." For his name's sake. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who comforts us in all of our trouble, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. The Apostle Paul writes to the Romans, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Jesus gives us this comfort: "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Death has been swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God.
He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus.
When Christ, who is our life, appears, we will be before the throne of God. Never again will we hunger. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be our shepherd. He will lead us to springs of living water. We pray. God of all grace, you sent your Son Jesus to destroy the power of death and to open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Make us certain that because he lives, we too shall live. Comfort us with your promise that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Family, as you know, Don took copious notes. He had them everywhere. And over the years, he's dropped several notes in my mailbox. Things that he wanted to be brought up today, things to stay away from. But he also had some scripture lessons. And so these three lessons were picked out by Don, I'm going to guess, probably two and a half years ago. First reading from Isaiah chapter 43. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. This is the word of the Lord. This next reading from Revelation, it's interesting. I started a Bible study last summer, and it was only supposed to last during the summer, but it was on Revelation. Well, that we're still continuing. But several times during that Bible class, Don would always jump to Revelation 21. It's the ending of Revelation where we get the good news. And I remember a few times I had a comment, Don, we need to deal with the bad stuff in the middle first. But he always pointed to this Revelation 21 because there's a purpose. There'd be no more tears and no more crying. And so we read, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who comes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. The word of the Lord. Our last reading, our gospel lesson, is the familiar story of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, from John chapter 10. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd. This is the word of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, join me in prayer. Almighty God, we rejoice in your promise of love, joy, and peace. In your mercy, turn the darkness of death into the dawn of new life, and the sorrow of parting into the joy of heaven, through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A couple Bible verses I just wanted to bring out in today's message. The first one is from the second chapter of Philippians, where Paul talks about being encouraged and being united in Christ. Verse 3, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. And then one from Mark 10. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. The joy of service is a reality that the church has known for years, since the beginning of time, in fact. So while serving may be foreign to some, it is quite familiar to those of us in the body of Christ. We see it in action all the time. We saw it in Don, whose servant's heart shone through in all that he did. He was always there looking for ways to chip in and help out. Whether it was being an elder here at church, or an usher, a money counter, a stewardship chairperson, confirmation teacher, confirmation mentor, men's club treasurer, education, basketball, Lutheran, our representatives, did I miss anything? That was Don's service. Or something special. Like one VBS we had one year that Don dressed up as a huge teddy bear. We have pictures. Don found ways to serve. But it wasn't just at church that he had a servant's heart. As we started out the service, Don served our country by serving in the Air Force. He liked youth sports. He made it a point to be with the family and the grandkids and their activities. Several years ago, he told me that he had the opportunity a few times to go visit a few troubled kids at the juvenile detention center. And he always had his little speech and a little note card planned out. And then when he got back, I would ask him, so how did it go? And he said, I threw the note card away. He was an active member of the Tri-City Country Club. It was at San Vic he hosted a golf outing. You know, I remember my first week here as an intern back in 1999. We lived behind the train tracks where you guys, and Don came over and he said, you like to golf? Yes. Well, Monday the following week, we're on the golf course, and I teed off, and he looked at me and he said, "Are you kidding?" I said, "What?" He said, "Not only are your sermons too short, but your drives are too short." And then he said, "Another rookie to train." And he didn't get mad. And he offered pointers the many times we've been out golfing. And I also remember about a month after being here, he tried his best to try to take the Minnesotan accent away from me. He was a mentor to many. But he was a mentor to me in that his spiritual life, his words from God, molded me and shaped me, I believe, to the person who I am today. And in fact, I think it was John Strigge, but he may not take credit for it. But whenever we would have Bible studies in the fellowship hall, I was standing, I'm at the lectern, and there's always someone standing right next to me, and it was Don. And I have a picture of that in my taped in my Bible. He always had something to say or something to add to the conversation. Enough about me. He had such a deep love for his family, a love that I experienced every time that I visited him and Bev at home to bring them communion. I heard stories that could only be told by a man who is deeply proud of his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren. His love and his devotion for Bev, these 69 years, so strong that it serves a testament today to marriage. But that was done, selfless, always thinking of others. It's good to remember these things today. It's good to thank God for all that good that he did through Don. But that's not ultimately why we're here. And I'm sure Don would not like this message to be all about himself. In fact, that was a directive. The most important thing to remember about Don is not what he did for others. Wonderful as those things are, the most important thing to remember about Don is what our Lord did for him. We remember in Mark, it says, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." He, Jesus, served Don. He worked for his salvation by taking on human form, being born of a woman, being obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. He defeated the great enemy, and he rose to new life again. Jesus became the first fruits of the resurrection. But we will be the harvest. Because of all that he had accomplished, we know those baptized into his death will also share in his resurrection. That's the faith of Don, your husband, your father, your grandfather, your friend. That's your comfort and your hope. Your strength to meet the days ahead comes from the knowledge that he was baptized into Christ's death and resurrection on July 30, 1933. For 91 years, Don was surrounded by his baptismal grace. And during those years, he heard those words of grace, of forgiveness, of love, and new life, as he continued every Sunday to come into the Lord's house, and where he also feasted on our Lord's body and blood, given and shed for him. For 79 years since his confirmation June of 1945, he came to the table of the Lord, broken, sinful, needing forgiveness. And after communion, he left, hearing these words, "Depart in peace, your sins are forgiven." You know, something that Don, this is several years, showed me, because he was proud of his confirmation, and in his military service, he would always seek out the worship service on base. And he was always proud of something that he carried in his wallet. Maybe you need to look when you get home. But several years, he showed me a little card that says, "I am a Lutheran." He was a card-carrying Missouri Synod Lutheran. I would check the wallet. I bet it's going to be in there. Because he was proud of that. There is your source of hope in your grief. There is your consolation. And Jesus promises that the one who endures to the end will be saved. Don is now free from the cancer that attacked his body. Don has been saved from the death and the decay that hung over creation, like a storm brewing on the horizon. And as family and friends, you will still have more storms to endure in the days and weeks and months ahead. But as you prepare and go through these storms, take your cue from Don. Hold on to the word of God. That Philippians 2 passage, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves." We can only understand that passage in context to what Christ has already done for us. And that enables us then to serve and to love. And I think Don endured to the very end with that scripture in mind, always looking for ways to help or to do something. However, when it came to his salvation, Don firmly believed that Jesus came to give his life as a ransom for many. And because of that, because of God's love, he responded. In a few minutes, we're going to confess our common Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. And as we recite, listen for these words: "The forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting." This is the faith that Don believed in. It's the faith into which he was baptized. Forgiveness, resurrection, life eternal. These were the gifts that Don treasured as a child of God. And they are yours today as well. Those who are still on this side of heaven will miss him. We will mourn his death, but not as those who have no hope. We have hope, and we have been promised in the same inheritance in our baptism. We too have been promised life in paradise with all of those who came before us who died in the faith. That's comfort. That's hope. If you want to pay tribute to his memory, you can do something helpful for someone. That's certainly a good place to start. But remember what was more important to Don than the things he did for others: his faith, his commitment, and his love for Christ. Through Don's work, his memory will live on. Through Jesus' work, Don will live on. Not merely as a memory, but as a restored child of God in the new and perfect creation. And we who endure to the end will join him there. May God grant you the faith to trust this promise as you look forward to seeing him again in the life to come. Amen. We have been made God's people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, died and was buried. Again from the dead, he ascended into hell, to the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and a life everlasting. For our brother Don, let us pray to the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, I am the resurrection and the life. Lord, you consoled Martha and Mary in their distress. Draw near to us who mourn for Don, and dry the tears of those who weep. You wept at the grave of Lazarus, your friend. Comfort us in our sorrow. You raised the dead to life. Give to our brother eternal life. Hear us, Lord. You promised paradise to the thief who repented. Bring our brother to the joys of heaven. Hear us, Lord. Our brother was washed in baptism and anointed with the Holy Spirit. Give him fellowship with all of your saints. Hear us, Lord. He was nourished with your body and blood. Grant him a place at the table in your heavenly kingdom. Comfort us in our sorrows, the death of our brother Don. Let our faith be our consolation and eternal life our hope. Lord Jesus Christ, we commend to you our brother Don, who was reborn by water and the Spirit in holy baptism. Grant that his death may recall to us your victory over death and be an occasion for us to renew our trust in your Father's love. Give us, we pray, the faith to follow where you have led the way and where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit to the ages of ages. Amen. And let us pray the prayer that he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Give rest, O Christ, to your servant with your saints, for sorrow and pain are no more, neither is sighing, but life everlasting. You only are immortal, the creator and maker of all, and we are mortal, formed of the earth, and to the earth shall we return. For so did you ordain when you created me, saying, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. All of us go down to the dust, yet even to the grave, we make our song, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Give rest, O Christ, to your servant with your saints, where sorrow and pain are no more, neither sighing. Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend your servant Don. Acknowledge, we humbly beseech you, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. Receive him into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. We now go forth in the name of Christ. After we're ushered out, you can greet the family, and in the fellowship hall, there's lots of snacks and treats. Thank you. first. Put you to sleep?
Yes, just about, not quite. So now
you always have a comment.
So now these long services are because of Don, because he complained at the work.
You have to bring it up with him.
I will.
Thank you.
The church will miss him greatly.
Yeah, he's been here since 59. I mean, that's a pillar. Yeah.